The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا, O you who believe, استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
The audience of IRB English Radio, Assalamu alaikum. May Allah accept your du'as and worships in the month of Ramadan. Now it's time to listen to a short speech by Sheikh Ja'far Ja'far.
I begin in the name of Allah, the most kind, the most merciful. It's due to that kindness and mercy that we have these opportunities where we gather in remembrance and glorification of Him, Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. I pray all of you are well, inshaAllah, and all of you are healthy and basking in the last few days of the month of mercy that we have left in our disposal, inshaAllah. We have been looking at Dua Iftitah in this month because it is a dua we recite every night, and the aim is to try and get a deeper understanding or at least some portions where we can resonate with it. The last third of this dua, we are taught the etiquettes that we should have with our living Imam, Ajjalallahu ta'ala farajahu sharif. Allahumma salli ala. And so this is a very beautiful part of the dua. You know, this is a dua itself that is taught to us by our 12th Imam, but he also describes to us the etiquette that he expects his Shia to have with him. And so when we focus on these last parts, I think there are many lessons that we can take of how to enhance our relationship with our Imam. And so that's what we will be focusing on. The first lesson or the first etiquette that we are taught in this dua is a desire to share a life with our Imam, yeah, where we feel pain, yeah, that we do not have this opportunity to actually physically be around him. This is something that the Imam says, I expect you to have. You know, we recite in this dua one of the beautiful lines I find, Allahumma inna nashku ilayka faqda nabiyyina. Salawatullah, salawatuka alayhi wa alihi wa ghaybata waliyina. He says that, oh Allah, we complain to you at the loss of the Prophet. Remember, the Prophet lived 1400 years ago. Yeah? But we complain to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this dua that we did not get an opportunity to live with the Prophet, to share a time with the Prophet. And we complain to you, ghaybata waliyina, at the absence of our wali, yeah, at the absence of our guardians. You know, as believers, there should be no doubt in any one of our minds that the greatest blessing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has showered upon us is the wilayat of Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad. But there's no doubt, yeah? We should never get it confused, never be shy about proclaiming it, that the greatest blessing is their wilaya. Yeah? Because it is their wilaya that will be the completion of one's iman. But it is they, yeah? It is they who brought the guidance. It is they who showed us Sirat al-Mustaqim. They are the examples of the perfect human beings, the Insanul Kamil that we have to embody ourselves after. And they are the rope of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They are the ones that connect us to Allah. These are the established concepts of our understanding and of our belief structure to them. And it pains us, it is sad to us that we did not get a chance to spend time with the greatest of them, the Prophet, nor the first one after him, nor to number 11, nor to number 12. We have not shared a moment with. It should pain us. It should pain us. This is not something small that we just take for granted. We haven't seen the Imam. Chalo hum dua karenge, we'll do dua for. No, it should pain us that we don't get a chance to spend time with the Imam. That perfect human being. That human being who has the ability to look into our hearts and say, just do this, you'll be fine. And we would do it. You know, when you look at our aqidah, they say that what makes an imam an imam, that imam, the position of imamat in itself is greater than the position of risala. Of course, there are certain prophets who are imams, like Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Salli ala Muhammad. And so I don't want any confusion. He is the greatest of them. But they all have this ability that there came levels, isn't it? When Allah talks about Prophet Ibrahim, he was a Khalil, he was a Nabi, he was a Rasul. Then he was made into an Imam. In the same process we are talking about, that the Imams have this ability that not only do they bring external guidance, they have internal guidance capabilities. In other words, they look at your heart and they say the right words at the right time to have the right effect for you to be the best believer you can. This is why you look at the stories of the Imam, somebody would come insult the Imam would say something, they would become a believer. And you're like, man, I've tried that so many times. Yeah, it hasn't worked. Yeah, they yell at me. Yeah, they do these things. And no, why? Because they knew when to say it. They knew how to say it. They knew what words to say. This is the guidance. And we should miss that, man. We should miss that. And so the first thing we do is we complain to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala about this. And this is something that we should do all the time. We recite in Dua Nudba, one of my favorite lines I told you, where we say, Hal ilayka yabna Ahmada sabilun fatulqa. We say, oh, the son of Ahmad, is there any way that I can meet you? That's it. That's all we're asking. Is there any way that I... Man, that's the expectation. Yeah, that's the expectation. I want us to understand the relationship that is expected with us and our Imam. This is what the Imam expects. The Imam has taught us this, yeah? And so the expectation is that we have this type of wanting to be with the Imam of our time. That's the first etiquette. The second etiquette that we are taught in this dua is the realization that the completion of favors and that our success is dependent upon His return. This is the understanding that no matter how successful you and I have become financially, whatever success we have gained, alhamdulillah, it's nothing. Yeah, it's nothing that the Imam of our time is not here. Because true success will be brought out by the Imam of our time. Yeah, true success. And this is what we say in this dua. There is this entire patch of this dua that is very beautiful. We won't recite the whole thing because it's long. But what do we say? Allahumma al-mum bihi sha'athana. Wash'ab bihi sada'ana. Wartuk bihi. This bihi means by him. Yeah. What are we saying? Oh Allah, through him, put order in our affairs. Oh Allah, through him, gather and unite us. Oh Allah, through him, join together those who are separated. Ya Allah, through him, increase our minority numbers. Through him, lift those who are in degradation. Through him, pull us out of debts. Through him, remove our poverty. Through him, through him, through him. The dua continues. Next time you read it, find this passage. Understand what God is saying. That no matter what we do in this life, it is incomplete without the Imam of our time. This is the purpose of Imamah. Yeah? The Imam is this Insanul Kamil, the perfect human being who serves that link between there. And right now we still benefit the way we benefit from the sun when it is hidden behind the clouds. But how much more benefit is there when the sun is bright, shining brightly the way it is today? Yeah, how much more nicer it would be, not just for me, but for us. Because in Islam, it's the unity that matters, nothing more than that. Nothing more about me individually, but we together, how we can make it happen. And so that's the second lesson that we take, that our success is dependent upon Him. The third etiquette that we take from Him is the need to earnestly pray for Him. Right? Why? See, not just enough that we pray for him the way we pray for him, right? I've always said that I don't feel it's enough that I remember the Imam. This is just me and my standards. I'm not asking you to develop these standards, though they're good standards, I think, yeah? That it's not enough that we remember our Imam in times that we always remember our Imam because we remember him out of habit, yeah? So when we finish our salah, we remember our Imam. Right? When else do we remember? When we recite certain du'as, we remember. No, but there should be throughout the day, I should be in communication to him. Every day ask him, when can I meet you? Right? What can I do to show you that I'm worthy to meet you? Right? Because he wants to meet us. It's not like he's like, I don't want to meet you. But maybe we are creating barriers. Right? But if we realize that we should have this desire to be with him, number two, our success lies with him, it should automatically create this urge of sincere dua, for the Imam of our time. And again, we're taught this in this dua very beautifully. What do we say? Allahumma ij'alhu da'iya ila kitabik. That, oh Allah, appoint him to be the one who invites people to your book. وَالْقَائِمَ بِدِينِكَ And to establish your religion. اِسْتَخْلِفْهُ فِي الْأَرْضِ كَمَا اسْتَخْلَفْتَ الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِكَ And make him the successor on this earth the way you made those before you him to be successors. Yani, we are praying for his arrival. Yeah, we are calling out to Allah saying, look, please make this happen. We want it. And what's beautiful is that if we all do this together, then inshallah, he will see enough of us ready and wanting to be with him. These are just some of the etiquettes that are there with our imam. But after this month, read this dua, understand it, connect with it, and inshallah, it will have tremendous impact in our lives. Wa akhiru da'wan and alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.
Dear listeners of The Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran, you can follow this program entitled Minbar every day in the month of Ramadan. If you have any suggestion, you can send us your email at englishradio@irib.ir.
Love is everywhere, so much peace fills up the air. Ramadan, month of the Quran, I feel it inside me, strengthening my iman. But how I wish you'd be here with me all year around. Ramadan. دوما قال